if you want an opportunity for your students to get the creative hats on, then you do a lot worse than to point them at Kerpoof Studios. It's a site that's been generated by the Disney Corporation. So you, as you can imagine, it's fairly well featured and robust and reliable. It offers a suite of different creative tools, from making a card, a drawing, a picture, telling a story, or making a movie. And you can do that without even registering, should you so choose. But any of your creations won't be able to be saved. So if it's something that takes a little bit longer than the period of time you've got available, you'd need to download the half-finished product. But that might be all you need. It may be just something you want to fill 10 minutes and you're just going to create a quick picture. Creating an account, your students can do that assuming they're age 13, but if you would choose to create an educator, a teacher account, then you can start to set up accounts for them. And if you're a little bit worried about what they get up to, then you've got a greater degree of control over their accounts. And that's up to you, I guess. That's a call that you make, knowing your students. The tools themselves are incredibly well featured. They're really intuitive to use. They're very visual and very stimulating. One might argue that they're aimed at younger students. I think they say from kindergarten up to grade 8, which, well, I can see even year 13 students enjoying making a movie using this particular tool. What sort of topics might you be thinking of to use Kerpoof? Well, certainly telling a story has got obvious opportunities across the subject range, whether it's a traditional story, a fictional concoction that the students are making, or whether or not they're actually telling a historical story. So it might be, rather than having to create an essay, they can create a historical sequence of events using the story creating tool. Or maybe in a biology lesson, you want them, how often do we get them to draw a cell? Well, maybe if they drew a cell using the drawing tool in here, the finished products could be saved and you've got an instant bank of resources to use as a biology teacher. You might want to pick out the best one that goes onto a worksheet that you're going to use later with a different group. The really useful thing, of course, is that if they draw that electronically, they can save it in their account and then edit it later. Far easier than doing so on a drawing that they physically created on a page. So, Kerpoof, really interesting. Have a look at it. You'll enjoy it.